Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it!
Music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
Boy, that was a smoking version of Blue Suede Shoes, huh?
Yeah, nice.
That was 1969 there at the International Hotel, the beginning of that show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he used to open up with in the early days there in the live performances. And that's what it's all about today, the live performances of Elvis. And it's going to be a lot of the classics.
Okay.
There'll be all some right. Billboard Top 40, Top 100, Top 20 hits covered today.
Nice.
But the trick of it all, it's all live.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, 69 to about 77, those were the live years.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Well, not all the live years.
No,
but.
No, but the ones yeah. we're covering today anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
T.L., what was the longest show that Elvis ever played and where did it happen?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to share that today on the show.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Well, we're going to find out later. T.L., you are going to share where did Elvis perform live the most, other than Vegas?
Right, yeah, I don't know that either.
What cities, what towns, where did he do the most performances?
Vegas is the one that comes to mind the most.
Of course,
yeah,
that's a given.
Yeah, but, that's a given. So outside of that...
Yeah, well, you're going to talk about that. What live vocal performance was Elvis most proud of?
Wow.
Now, there comes a couple to mind you think of that he really, really got into.
Right.
Which one of those
that
is
he enjoyed doing, and he had to have done one that just, he said, wow, I'm pretty darn good.
There you go. So that's what's happening here on Blue Suede Connection today. But the biggest part of what's happening is all this great music. Thanks for coming to the party, everybody. And let's start with the one that got Elvis on the scene.
All right.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where I will be. But he's a lonely baby. I'll be so lonely. rags dressed in black. They've been so long, lonely street, they'll never, never look back. And they're so, but they're so lonely, baby. But they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die plenty. Tale to tell, just take a walk down lonely street to a break hotel where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Sway Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Give me another one, sweet, give another baby. I ain't asking much of you. Well, Thank you.
Well, you can tell that man is just at home up there, can't you?
Oh, absolutely at home on the stage.
He said, a live concert to me is exciting because of all the electricity that's generated in the crowd and on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite part of the business, a live concert.
Oh, yeah.
And it's clear. You know, he liked the money, I'm sure. He liked making movies, I'm sure. I'm sure he liked being famous and all that stuff. But that stage is where he was at home.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, you know, to be able to make a living at what you love doing is a blessing anyway.
Yes.
So,
absolutely, and make lots of money.
Well, you don't need to have lots of money, but you know.
You know.
He did.
I mean,
he did. He made lots of money, and he gave a lot away.
Yes, he did,
and
of
shared
course.
That wealth, which I'm sure just gave him great mojo.
Absolutely. It's one of the many, many reasons why we love Elvis Presley, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted musicians that could play any type of music. Lead guitar players and bass, piano, who could play classical or anything, which those guys can. I auditioned musicians for days and days. Drummers.
This is Hank Hill. When I'm grilling with propane on a Sunday afternoon, there's nothing I'd rather do than make my blue suede connection. Now, dang it, Bobby, put down that flipper. That's my job.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a falling tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all sugar.
Yeah.
Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. Can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love.
I'm all shook up. Yeah.
Now, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine. But I'm here to go, and I love it. My heart, it's killing me to death, but she touches mine. And what a chill I've got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love.
I'm all shook up,
Please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine. When I'm in a girl, and I love it. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my head. I want to chill I've got. My lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, you said you once had loved me, but I guess you've changed your mind. You said you once had loved me, oh, but now I guess you've changed your mind. I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home sometime. Oh, we've been together so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. I'm a woman, molly, 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 you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday, buddy blues, yeah.
Tell you what, if you're sitting still right now while you're listening to this show, there's something seriously the matter.
Yeah.
You can't not sit still. You can't not move, I should say.
I know, right? Yeah.
Listening to all this up-tempo. Now, don't worry, by the way, ladies, because I know you love those slow, sweet love songs like TL does. And he did them great live, and you're going to get some of those coming up a little bit. But I thought we'd get it kicked off today with a lot of this
rocking good
stuff. Can you feel me, baby?
I feel you, honey. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
One, two, three, four! We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. We've got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. Did you hear it? We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up.
At the International Hotel, let's patch it up. Elvis Presley. You know, that song right there is a prime example of what we were talking about earlier that Elvis said about feeling the electricity and the energy of a live audience.
Right, right.
As great of energy as on that recorded version of that song, it's fantastic. It's a great recording. But hearing him do it live with the crowd and the backup singers and them, the drums being banged
on. Oh, man,
yeah. It's just a whole different level of excitement.
I think he really loved doing that song live, too.
Yeah, he did. In fact, in a little while, you're going to talk about a certain song that he liked doing live that he was very proud of. Hey, that was a good segue into that one.
Yeah, aren't you a master radio guy?
Hey, that's why I get paid the big bucks to come in here and do what I do, baby.
I just missed it. I missed the closeness of a live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again.
Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Here, you're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind to live in memory. I'm such a long, long time. Useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. And oh, half the hour, yeah, that we once knew, it's so long ago, they still may be blue. They say time heals a broken heart. Yeah, but time has to steal
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. Just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining honey sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
For more than just a day. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help smiles and whisper magic and her tears are shining on you sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
For more than just a day.
Oh, you there's that pretty song I was talking about for you, ladies.
Oh, yeah, very pretty song.
We hope you're digging Blue Suede Connection, everybody, and always say it's a party. And for a lot of new folks who are just now starting to get to know us,
yeah,
welcome to the family and welcome to Blue Suede Connection. We're glad you've joined us. We're glad you found us on Facebook, YouTube, wherever it is you found us. We're all very happy about that.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to chat with us or if you'd like to send us a song request to hear on the show, our phone number is 540-227-0514. One hint, let it ring. It's got a long ring.
She don't do nothing, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Girl, oh, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Yeah, my baby. I know she loves me, my baby. Yeah, my baby. I know she loves me. She don't do nothing but a kiss and hug me, my baby. I know she loves me.
Well, I think the most important thing is the inspiration that I got from a live audience. It's live audience, and it makes a world of difference.
I was the one who taught her to lie the way that she kisses you now. A long time ago, man, I don't know. You know the way she touches your cheek. She wants you under her sun. You learned a lesson when she broke your heart. I was the one. It's a da 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 da. That's all.
I don't even remember it, man. All right, Tia, you got something exciting for us coming up, right?
I sure do. Can't wait.
I can't wait either. Right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Oh, baby, love.
Yeah, my baby left me, never said a word. Oh,
I love that early 50s classic of that song, My Baby
right,
Left Me.
Yeah.
And I really love that 1974 live performance from there in Memphis, Tennessee. My mm-hmm. Baby Left Me. All right, My Baby Better Not Leave Me, because I would be a very lost fella. I'll tell you that much right now. Okay. Hey, share something good with us. Give us some good information. Tell us a good story. Do something, baby. Entertain us.
I am an entertaining clown.
There
How is that
go.
It? Put on the hat.
Yeah,
okay, I'm
going
to stick that hat on right now.
All right.
So, what?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to bring out the clown car here in a minute. So, vocal performance Elvis Presley wanted to be remembered for.
That should be interesting.
Can you think what that might be?
I can. He really, I know he How Great Thou Art. I know Suspicious Minds. I know certain mm-hmm. songs, The Impossible Dream. There are certain really big ones that he did live that he just really put his heart and soul into.
So. Right, exactly. So when you think of Hollywood actresses, some people think of Marilyn Monroe. They might think of James Dean. But Elvis really wanted to be a serious entertainer
right.
on anything he did. If he was an actor, he wanted to be a serious actor,
yeah.
which is why he hated Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And as a singer, he wanted to be a serious singer as well. So he deeply loved music that reflected emotion, like There's Always Me was
yeah.
a song that he really loved. And he liked to say, if you listen to the ending, he was very proud of his semi-operatic delivery
uh-huh.
of the title at the very end. There's
yeah.
always me.
Yeah, the big
you know
ending.
That really
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
But perhaps the part of the issue with Elvis's music falls by the wayside to some degree because he didn't write it himself. So some
right.
people don't take him as seriously as you might, let's say, the Beatles. But Elvis's voice was very velvety and mature,
mm-hmm.
especially as he got older, and he prided himself in those final notes.
Right.
So any of those powerful operatic songs like Hurt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Hurt.
Yeah, some things at the end where he really pushed his vocals. Those were the kind of things that he really loved doing on the stage. And
right.
you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch... Gosh, there's so many things you could, from Elvis on Tour
yeah.
to That's the Way It Is. And even that final
yeah.
CBS special, which we've seen very little of,
mm-hmm.
you see him looking to the side and smirking because he knows.
He knows he did it.
He knows he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, baby. I love it.
It's a conscious thing that, you know, I like to mix them up. In other words, I like to do a song like Bridge Over Troubled Water or American Trilogy or something. Then mix it up and do some rock and roll, some of the hard rock stuff. I'm not the least bit ashamed of Hound Dog or Heartbreak Hotel or whatever those things were again.
Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Yeah, baby. Songbook, ladies and gentlemen. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Don't want to leave it now. You know I've
she smiles. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't want to leave her now. You know I'm leaving out.
Down in Memphis, I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans.
screw it that far, honey. Unless I put a rock in it. Never know how much I love you. I see there all the time and you missed it. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your scarf around, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You can feel when you kiss me, fever when you hold me, fever in the morning, fever all through the night, sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up. Honey, don't have it here. Wait till the show's over, you know. Fever all through the night. She gives me fever. A fever when you hold me tight. Fever now. In the morning. A fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas. Had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He's just a monkey." In the morning, fever when he holds me tight. Fever. Fever all through the night. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you acne in the morning, a fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. My nose is running. Now what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Smile, Kathy. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, and that's all right. Told me too.
That's from the Elvis in Concert album.
Yeah, nice. 1977,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the CBS special. That's all right. And I like the way he did it there. I always say that's my favorite live recording of that song.
Yeah.
Different, a little
slowed
bit different,
down.
But yet still close to the old classic.
Yeah, kind of like the classic original, yeah.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Or I should say hour number two of the party. And today it's all live. We're doing all those great hits, the classic songs, the ones that Elvis did all through the years. Well, he always did them live, and you're hearing those versions today. It's a lot of fun doing the live shows because we talked in the first hour about Elvis saying about the energy and all that, and you can feel it.
Yeah.
Even there in 1977, him doing a simple song like That's All Right.
And they're going crazy.
Yeah,
man.
You can hear a little extra step in his voice. He's just he's having a good time.
If you've seen that video, there's a picture of that video, and even though he's, you know, heavier than normal, his little bouncing movements are cute. Yeah, he's having a good time.
He's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he's got a big smile on his face.
And the crowd does too, and they pan the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, folks. Yeah.
And there's certain people I remember in that crowd when I think about that. There's a certain lady with blonde hair. She's sitting there. You remember
her? She just looks stunned.
Mesmerized, yeah.
You mesmerized. Yeah, that's a good stunned or mesmerized.
Are we alone on this, or do you out there listening, do you like, we're always watching Elvis, of course, but a lot of times I will start paying a little more attention to the guitar player, the drummer, the backup singers, or the crowd, just to see what's going on other than Elvis.
I think the first time you watch it, you're glued to him.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But when you see it more than once, which obviously you're going to do, then you start to look around a little more,
Yeah, I don't think we're alone in that category.
Mm-mm.
All right, coming up here on hour number two, the longest show that Elvis ever performed. Where was it? When was it? And we're going to talk about
I'm interested in that.
Yeah, where did Elvis perform the most? You're going to share that. We know Vegas was his home base.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that Elvis toured the country.
Sure.
And there are certain places he played more than others. Maybe it could be your state or your city. You got to stay tuned to find out,
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to play a little clip from Alice Cooper today. We played that a long time ago. We haven't heard that story in a while.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
We're
going to
share
one.
That one today.
I like him. He's really turned into a very interesting person. I think he always was. But as he's gotten older, he's very interesting.
Well, you know who's a very interesting person? Elvis.
Well.
Is your stage presentation still the same way it was, or have you improved on that?
I just do whatever I feel on stage. It's always did that.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? Yeah.
I will, honey. Just give me a little time. I got to sing 2.5 songs, then I'll turn around, okay? Well, that ain't it.
Well, they say they got a woman way across town. She good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I still got a woman way across town. The fusses just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a warm place. Right there I am. I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. I got a woman way across town.
From 1970 there in Las Vegas, I got
yes.
a woman.
Woo, good stuff.
You know, back in the 70s, the early 70s and throughout the 70s, Alice Cooper was a pretty big deal. He was very different. He would bring snakes on the stage. He dressed really
right.
wild and black and had the black makeup. But deep down, he was really a pretty clean-cut guy. But that image that he kind of created was way different than he was. But as outrageous as Alice Cooper was and all that, well, maybe he wasn't as outrageous as somebody he admired very much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which leads me to this. Here's Alice Cooper talking about his experience with Elvis.
Now, I met Elvis in 1970. I got to the Hilton Hotel. Elevator opened up, and it was me, Liza Minnelli, Chubby Checker, and Linda Lovelace. When he came in the room, he was Elvis. He was Elvis. He was
wow.
the guy. He goes, "Hey, man, you're the cat with a snake, ain't you?" He said, "Yeah." And he goes, "That's cool, man. I wish I would have thought of that. That's cool, man." He said, "Hey, I want to show you something." We go in the kitchen. He opens the drawer, takes out a loaded .38, snub-nosed .38, puts it in my hand. And he says, "I'm going to show you how to take this gun out of somebody's hand." I was on the floor. And he's had his boot in my throat. I'm going, "Ha, it's good, Elvis. That's good." Of course, only three of us came down on the elevator that night. Now, I don't know what he did with Chubby Checker all night. I tell you what, he was an amazing character, very funny guy.
Wow.
But he was Elvis.
Hey, Fred, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, as spring became the summer, who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt and runs off my shoulder, how can I hurt when holding you? Oh, warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
King covering the Diamond here on Blue Suede Connection. You know, coming up in just a few seconds, we're going to talk about the longest live concert that Elvis performed in his career.
Yeah,
you know, where it might have been? Well, who knows? We're going to talk about that. And you've got another story coming up in a little bit about, what is it about?
You forgot already.
Yeah, too much information here. I'll forget some of it.
So where did Elvis perform live the most?
Okay. All right. That's going to be interesting.
Right here on Blue Suede Connection. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, golly! Now back to more fun and music on the Blue Suede Connection.
The world's oldest bluesman. Yeah. We'll be right back.
from 1969 there in Las Vegas. Baby, what do you want me to do? All right, TL, you know, when Elvis played Vegas, when he did his live shows, you know, usually they didn't want him to go too long. In fact, he even jokes at some of the concerts, well, I got to get off the stage because, you know, off here because they got to make money.
Yep, they want you to get back in that gambling casino.
But every once in a while, Elvis, that we love, is a rule breaker.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. His longest live concert was the closing show of his final Lake Tahoe season tour on May 9th, 1976. It lasted over 2 hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
During the show, he played over 30 songs. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, he even took live requests from the audience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that show was part of a 10-day engagement at the Sahara.
Oh, that's great.
There in Lake Tahoe. So Elvis went on now. Like I said, usually his shows are like 50 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, he'd say, no, I'm just going to keep going here. We're having fun.
Well, that one went over 2 hours, and a bunch of those folks who paid to see him were very glad. You know, this wasn't a rush show. This was a long show. We'd like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I certainly would have. I know you would have, too.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you ready for the one that got him a Grammy?
Yes.
It's the Sacred Live Performance, and this is that performance. It's from 1974 in Memphis. What's the song, baby?
How Great Thou Art.
You know it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Glad you like it. Thank you. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me too, I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Strings upon this heart of mine. It was always you from the start. Who's sitting, who's sitting, who's staying laying house? Stayed laying house, who's do my shots last year? There's no strings upon this heart of mine. It was always you from the tar side. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. I'm made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. No, I don't have a wooden heart.
Aww.
You like that, do you?
I do. So sweet. He's singing with her.
Yeah, well, she requested it, and he abided and did that for her.
And she's, oh, no, no, no. Like, what does that mean? Like, we're off key here or what?
You know, in 1972, he made a comment in the Elvis on tour. He goes, I've never gotten over what they call stage fright.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? Do you really think Elvis in 1975, when that was just recorded, do you think he was afraid to go out there or nervous? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know that it was that, but, you know, there's probably an anxious energy that builds up.
Well, we also said in that statement, I've got to please the crowd. So I think, I don't think he was nervous about singing or whatever. I think he was just nervous about making people happy.
He was such a giver.
He was. And that's why he would do things like that, what you just heard, just out of nowhere doing a song that clearly he had forgotten quite a bit. I mean, that was 1960, the G.I. Blues.
Yeah, exactly.
And he probably had never sung that song, you know, for many, many years. But being Elvis, he said, okay, let's
try it. And right? But, you know, he knows that she's going to love him for trying. Yeah. He doesn't have to do the whole thing and, you know, whatever.
There you go. Good fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I did, like, in the ghetto and, I don't know, I wouldn't like to do all that type stuff, you know. In other words, I would like for everything to be a message because I think that there's still entertainment to be considered.
as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. Now you're gonna be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, and he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Soccer, little boots, a solid number. smoking version of Hope Salad Annie from 1974.
Very nice.
Are you ready to get us all enthused and excited about this next little story you're going to share after the break?
Absolutely.
And that story would be where Elvis performed the most.
The most. And it might not be where you think.
Ah, looking forward to that one as always. That's coming up right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Well, I've never been to Spain. But I kinda like the music. Say the ladies are insane. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Will I never be to
it is your turn to tell us, where did Elvis perform the most live shows? Not counting Las Vegas, right?
Right. This does not count Las Vegas. It's outside of that. So while Elvis is famously associated with his residency in Vegas, he did perform all across the country in his career. In fact, out of 1,684 documented shows, 917 took place outside of Nevada.
Okay.
So here is a list of some of the cities. Now, I guess if you think back all the way back to 54 or whatever, Shreveport, Louisiana hosted Elvis more than any other city.
Right, early days.
46 appearances, primarily for the Louisiana Hayride radio show. Memphis did 33 shows throughout his career. Okay. He did in Memphis.
You'll hear a lot of that today.
Mm-hmm. Houston, Texas. Elvis was there 16 times and performed 31 shows over several years.
Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia. 9 tour stops with 30 shows as a frequent destination.
Interesting.
Now, New York City is a famous one because he has Madison Square Garden in 72, which his only stage show there, but he sold it out 3 days running.
Right, right. A big one.
Yeah. Chicago, Illinois. He performed in Chicago for almost 40,000 fans in 2 days in 1977.
Interesting.
His only outside of the U.S. performance ever was Canada for Toronto, Ottawa, and Vancouver in 1957. He performed in these three Canadian cities, the only outside U.S. cities he ever did.
And they loved Elvis in Canada.
Yeah, they still do.
They still do. As we know, we're part of that.
Yeah. Other significant cities where Elvis performed, Dallas, Texas, Reno, Nevada, again, outside of his Vegas residencies. Right. Richmond, Virginia. Virginia comes on our map here where
our
we
home
live.
State.
Yes. Cleveland, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, Lubbock, Texas, San Diego, California, Indianapolis stands as his last and final performance. Honolulu, Hawaii, the site of the from Hawaii. So, yeah, those, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have really thought, if you go back to what I began saying, Louisiana Shreveport as his most.
There you go.
But it makes sense.
Mojo Nixon said it a while back, Elvis is everywhere.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me really cool. But love, break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me. Won't you love me? If you ever go.
What about his music? What songs? What era? What is it, your favorite song of his?
I'm sort of prone to the like post 70s thing music.
And those songs would be, what are we talking about?
You know, like Kentucky Rain in the Ghetto.
In the Ghetto. Yeah.
Older.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you still listen to his music?
I do.
Yeah. Often or you?
I have to be in a certain mindset, but yeah.
Yeah. Have you? And I guess I know the answer to this, but you must have been back to Graceland several times since you lived there, right?
Yeah, I go back 2 or 3 times a year.
And what is that experience like for you when you go back into this house? And it's not really, it's identical, but it's not really the same, is it? It can't possibly be the same. Yeah, but I mean emotionally, it can't be the same as it was when you were living there.
No, yeah. It's kind of, it's odd.
Yeah, how does it make you feel when you go there?
Depends. Sad, you know. That type of thing.
Oh, really? It brings back sad feelings for you?
Well, good and bad. It's sort of a beautiful sadness.
11 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. I don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, oh, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. Oh yeah, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded fools sitting on a bench outside a general store. I said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally caught a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a... I find you. Oh Lord, I'm watching that. Anyway, Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead another town that I'll be walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. Let me get some of that water from you. Hello, little girl.
That was a very tickled Elvis singing Kentucky Rain right there.
Oh, changing up the words, and then he gets tickled and he can't stop laughing. Mm-hmm. Typical.
Makes a serious song a funny song.
I know, right? So like him.
Any closing words for our friends before we officially say adios?
You know, I just want to take a moment to welcome everybody that has found us via Facebook. Our Facebook page really took off last week, and we gained like 2,000, 3,000 followers overnight.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And
all you guys,
if you're listening
much.
To the show for the first time, welcome. We hope you enjoy it. We're so thankful you're here.
You're not just listeners, you're part of the family now. You're a
That's
part
right.
of our party, and we want you to tell your friends, invite them to the party. Let's keep making this Blue Sway Connection thing grow, because the more we grow, the more content, the more stuff we can do for you guys.
Don't forget to come to our YouTube page. That's growing too.
So. Very important. We need you on YouTube. Come help us out there. All right, baby, say it with me. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys.
I'm going to tell him, maybe, about Uncle John. He claims he got the music, but he's having on the fun. Oh, baby. Oh, oh, baby. Yeah, hey, baby. Having some fun tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, long, tall, sad, she's a real sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.